Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. I am so happy that you are with us again for another episode of Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. And if this is your first time listening to our show, we thank you so very much for being with us. And for our longtime listeners, we thank you as well. We want to welcome you. Veronica and I are always excited to have you on. So welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long-term and short-term goals, assisting them in areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. The Micro Nonprofit Network is a small nonprofit organization which was founded by Veronica McMillan, and she's my co-host tonight. So Veronica is going to come on in just a few minutes, but I just wanted to thank you all so much for continuing to support our show. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women and their families through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise, and nutrition classes. We also help you with your entrepreneurship, your relationships, with building, and also adult advocacy programs. So thank you again for tuning in to the show. Now, I know that everybody knows how cold it is all across the United States of America. So I hope that you're keeping warm. I hope that you can hear me clearly because I am struggling to speak tonight. But I have my headset on, so I'm really hoping that you guys can hear me. And so tonight I just wanted to start off by saying, you know, just take care of yourself. This is cold and flu season. I know everybody's struggling with this, not just me, but a lot of people. I was actually on Capitol Hill yesterday in our state of Richmond, Virginia, and everybody had a cold. Everybody had sniffles. People were using a lot of hand sanitizer and all that good stuff. And so wherever you go, if you're not feeling well, please take precaution to protect yourself and to protect. So, you know, we have to keep washing our hands and being good to ourselves and taking our vitamins and all that good stuff. So tonight I just wanted to share with you a few things that are going on. And like I said, I went to Capitol Hill yesterday, had a wonderful opportunity to hang out with the Urban League Young Professionals, with their president, Jason Inge, and the president of the Urban League Guild, Deborah Hunt. And so we were at the Capitol. We visited our delegates in the House and the Senate, and we weren't able to visit everybody that was on the agenda, but we actually got to sit in while our Lieutenant Governor, Jessica Fairfax, led the Senate committee meeting. And so we were recognized there. So I want to applaud the Urban League Young Professionals and the Urban League Guild for our day on the Hill. It was a very, very exciting day. And we had a wonderful meeting with the governor. We actually got to sit down with him, talk to him about some of our issues and some of the things that we want to support and advocate for in Hampton Roads. So if you want to know more about that, you can contact me later after the show. So right now I'm going to bring Veronica on. And Veronica, how are you this evening?
I'm good, Francine. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I was just telling the audience about my wonderful day on yesterday and how cold it was, but it was a very productive day. And just wanted to share a little bit about the experience, you know, going to the Capitol, meeting with the governor, sitting down and talking with him. So it was a great day. And so I know that there are things that we can do, because once our officials are elected, we have to keep in touch with them and see what they're really advocating for, because we know a lot of times they're only interest is what we're interested in. So if we're not saying anything to them, then they go off and do their own thing, you know. So we want to just stay in touch because we just had an election, and we want to make sure that we'll be represented in whatever area you live in, wherever you live, and making sure that your concerns are being met. So, Veronica, how's your week been so far, and can you share with us a little bit about what's going on with you, what you're doing, and all that good stuff?
Yeah, well, my week has been, of course, a busy week, and you just continuing to do what we said that we're going to do when 2019 and cut came in, and that was to basically shoot for our goals and just keep on moving and not get stuck in a rut. And so this week, as a matter of fact, this couple of weeks has been very busy but productive, and I think that that's the way that we had prepared for and wanted it to be, prayed for, and it is so. And then I also want to say to the listening audience that you kept on striving, even though you were not feeling good, that you kept pushing your body in that. And so for those of you all who are hearing her, she's a little bit under the weather, even though she may not tell that to you all, and basically just kept pushing to do what she does because of the fact that she loves this radio program. She loves the audience. She loves working in the community. And she also loves basically advocating for women and entrepreneurship. And so I just wanted to let them know that you were not feeling that well, but you kept pushing. And that was part of what we talked about, what we've talked about all year long. So not just one show, but all year long. Just doing your due diligence and putting it in there, because it's not something that the being an entrepreneur is not an easy job. It's not for the faint of heart. It's for those who are warriors and who keep on moving forth. And so I just say kudos to you, my friend, for the push that you have in doing what you do and keeping it real, and then coming on board and hosting a show tonight, knowing that you're not feeling all that well. I just think that speaks volumes to your work ethic and your desire to want others to understand this whole thing about entrepreneurship and serving their community. So anyhow, got off on a tangent, but yes,
that's
all.
Okay.
My week
that's
has
all,
been,
that's all good.
Been blessing. Yes,
that's
yes,
all
yes.
good. Yes, and it is truly a blessing to, be able to, you know, do the things that we love to do. And we tell the audience all the time, it's not because I would rather, you know, probably be in the bed somewhere, but I know that it's things that I have to do, and I'm not going to, do it if my body just completely shuts down. But as long as I'm able to, I will push on, I will forge ahead. And that's what entrepreneurship is all about, you know, making those strides even when you don't feel like doing it. So if you're the kind of person that people have to make you do something, then you probably should not be an entrepreneur. Because nobody makes me do this, you know, but my Lord and Savior. He allows me to do it even when I'm not feeling 100%. I know my limits, and I know when I have to stop. But like Veronica said, you push forward, you move where you need to be moved, and you go where you need to go. I did not want to miss the opportunity to be on the Hill yesterday to meet with the governor, the lieutenant governor, and all the other delegates, because that may, you know, be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You never know when that door is going to open again. So you push forward and you move in the direction that God has ordained for you. And I think I shared with Veronica, I just posted yesterday morning, Lord, order my steps. You know, so if I could not have made the trip, you know, they would have understood. But the Lord allowed me to do that, and I was so grateful for that. So, and we're going to, just keep praying for each other. And there are a lot of sick people out there, so keep praying for them. Everybody stay warm, take care of yourself, and do what you're supposed to do. So enough about me. So, Veronica, let's talk a little bit more about women in business, how it looks for us this year coming into this new year. We've been on this thing for a long time, mastering the art of entrepreneurship and being in a nonprofit. So can you share some insight with any of the audience tonight who are looking, you know, just for that extra encouragement to know that you can do this if you want to? And just what you just said, Veronica, you have to know what you can do, know your due diligence, and if they need help, you know, share with them where they can get some information to help them, that sort of thing.
Yeah, it is, and you know, we've said it, and so it's almost like we keep circling around every show that we do, making this point about understanding this whole thing in terms of an entrepreneur and understanding that it really does take time in the nonprofit world, 7 to 10 years before you really get, I call it, your sea legs in, where you can really stand on your own. You got support. You got a fee-based service. You got donors. You got people who are supporting. You got corporations who are doing. You got all of those things, and so you're basically firing from all cylinders. But it takes a moment to get there, and we know, profit or nonprofit, that it takes you about 5 years to get there. But you just got to have a plan in place, and you just got to have people around you that basically to support you and that to help you understand what success looks like moment by moment, minute by minute, and not thinking that success just somehow or another is when you finally arrive. I think the success part is the journey to get there. As a matter of fact, I wrote some notes down for myself before I came on the call, and it was about preparing for success, because in my meditation time, I believe it was last week, I literally was hearing the Holy Spirit say, basically, are you prepared for the success where I'm taking you? And I don't want to say it took me back, but it made me aware that sometimes you grind so hard that basically that you got to understand that when success hits, that also is a place too, because you'll start getting, you know, the things that you hoped and wished for, they also are showing up, and then you got the enormous blessing coming along with that. How do you handle that? Do you just say, you know what, I ain't going to do nothing now, I'm just going to sit on my laurels and not do anything, I'm not going to pray, I'm not going to meditate, I'm not going to fast, I'm not going to do anything? But you still have to maintain a state of humbleness, and you still have to maintain a state of connectedness and being able to get with like-minded people and surround yourself with people who are similar to you, because, again, basically similar to you and then different from you. I want to say that because sometimes people bring such a whole new different game plan to the table that you didn't even think of, because you cannot be this kind of tunnel vision person. You have to be a person who's open and then a person who has discernment. And so I think for those of you all who listen, and you listen, whether you listen through the archives or whether or not you listen live or what have you, as an entrepreneur, you have to understand what success, what is your definition of success, and then understand that it's about the journey that gets you there. And then when you get to that pinnacle that most of us are trying to, we all have this, I believe, a destination in our minds about, okay, when we get here, that's going to be it. But from what I got from the Holy Spirit the other day was that, are you prepared for where I'm about to take you? And that when I'm taking you there, know that you're still going to have to maintain just like you did when you were grinding, but it's a different kind. You're not grinding hard now. I'm opening doors of opportunity. I'm doing things for you, but how are you going to handle that level of success? And so I you know, just want to encourage those persons who listen to us or being coached or mentored by someone else, have a game plan in place and have people around you that can pour into your life and speak wisdom and life to you when things get rough and tough. Because a lot of us, I had no coach nor mentor. I had to be the pioneer. And when you're the pioneer, you take all the hits. You take all of the stuff. And you're the person that gets, you know, you become the template from which people will then build upon. Because now you can say, you ain't got to do that. If you just do this, I'm showing you how to do it, and so you won't have to take this hit. And that's the whole purpose of what mentoring is, if you as a mentee can just take from your mentor, if they tell you bridge is out, if you listen to them, you will avoid hardships, heartache, backstabbing, shade being thrown, people being mean, evil-spirited folk trying to tear you down. You will avoid all of that simply because you listened to your mentor, to your coach, or what have you. And unfortunately for me, I never had that because I believe God was like, you're going to be a pioneer. You're going to be the person that's going to be the person that basically is going to be a trailblazer and show. So I just think it's important, Francine, that they stay encouraged and that they understand shows like this where people are saying this is what's going on. If you would just listen and take to heart and understand that you got to have a level of discernment when it comes to being an entrepreneur because it's a lonely journey at times. So that's my encouragement and my 2 cents worth.
Okay, great. And which is so awesome because I don't know if our audience knows that I have a book called There's Power in the Plan. And in one of my chapters, and I think it's probably like chapter 4 or 5, I don't have the book in front of me, but it talks about exactly that. So you want to be an entrepreneur, but do you have what it takes to be one? And see, that's the question that you have to ask yourself. And just like I said when we opened the segment, you know, if somebody has to tell you when to do something and somebody has to keep pushing you to make you go do your business, then you're probably not the type of person that should be an entrepreneur, you know, not a full-time one anyway. So you probably need to do some more research. And so I had wrote down a couple of things that I wanted to share with the audience tonight. And the first thing was, are you comfortable in your own skin? Because you have to be that to be an entrepreneur. You have to be thick-skinned, too, because it's like Veronica said, you're going to get hurt, you're going to get disappointed, but in order for you to reach that level of success, you have to know that this is what I'm supposed to be doing, and even if I can't start full-time, I can start part-time and start moving towards my goal. And are you a good listener? Because if you have a product or a service, are you listening to your clients and your customers? Because Veronica just fully stated, there was nobody to show us how to do this. There were no coaches that were willing to sit down with us and explain how this thing goes so that we didn't have the bumps and the bruises of being an entrepreneur. But because Veronica and I have already gone through that, see, now we have the insight and the vision of what entrepreneurship should look like. Is it easy? No. Is it obtainable? Yes. But you have to want it, and you have to have the desire to do that. And do you have organizational skills? Because if you don't, if that's not your strong point, then you need to get somebody on your team who's strong in those areas. So if you have a weakness in a particular area, a good entrepreneur, a smart nonprofit organization is going to find someone who has strength in those areas so that you can complement each other and that you can work together to build what success looks like for you. And we talked about this over and over again. Success looks different to everybody. It's not the same for you and for me, because what I think is a measure of success, you may not have even thought about, you know. So you have to know what your plan is, where you're going, and what you're doing. So, Veronica, that is so true, and I think we're on the same page with that. And the other thing is, can you sustain through the hard times? And so we have to always talk about that, because when it gets tough, if you're going to throw in a towel the first time you can't make payroll, or the first time if you have a brick and mortar, you can't pay your rent, then entrepreneurship is probably not for you. Or you should think about another way that you want to do it. Maybe you want to start at home, you know, having a home-based business, having a home-based nonprofit organization, and you can do that, and there's nothing wrong with that. Because, again, what looks successful when you're looking at somebody else may not be where you need to be. Maybe you start a little bit smaller, you know, maybe you think about what you want to do on a smaller level. Not that you're thinking small, because your vision should always be big and to dream big, but maybe you just don't go out and rent a space and you know you don't have the money to sustain that building, because it is a struggle. when you have to decide what you're going to do and how you're going to do it and all that good stuff. So, Veronica, I think you and I are always on the same page, even though we don't talk about this stuff before the show, because we always want it to be real and authentic when we're talking to our audience. And so, and you know, the other thing that we have to do also is, if you're not knowledgeable in something, it's to do your research and find out, is this really the area that you should be in? Maybe you should start with the plan, see how that works for you, see if you can build on that, because there always are building blocks in your business. And as you go through each tier of your business, you're going to see changes come about. And I know, Veronica, that you can speak to that, and especially on the nonprofit piece. And so can you just share some insight on that? You know, even though you may start with one thing, that you might have to switch gears a little bit to, you know, get to that next level.
I think, again, here I go back to repeating something that we said in a show some time ago. If you're riding a dead horse, you have to dismount. And so that means you're going to have to, you know, get off of that thing, whatever that thing is that's not been successful, because every business has these ebbs and flows. You, whatever your thing that you had, this, let's just say you just had this little widget, and that little widget was killing it for the past 5 or 6 years, and then all of a sudden flatlined. And then nothing happening, nothing. You're throwing resources at it. You're doing everything that you know to do, doing, and it's not happening. It may mean that you need to get off of that widget for a minute and look at something else. And it doesn't mean that that widget is gone, dead, or whatever. It means that for right now, you just going to have to take a pause and learn to pivot so that you can get whatever it is that you need to get done, done. So you got to understand when it's time to let something go and grasp hold to something else, because that's kind of where we are now in this hour, where we're pivoting on something. Your overall foundational mission and the goal of your organization, the purpose of your organization to have an impact on the community should not change if you're a nonprofit, or if you are a business that's selling some product or some service or what have you. That mission and vision should remain the same, but you're pivoting and saying, okay, right now we might need to be doing that and focus that, because right now we got one or two things that we got out. We got laser-focused vision on these one or two things, and that's what we're working right now. Everything else is put on a pause, or they're just floating. If something comes up, then you take care of that. But for right now, we're looking at, these are the things that we should focus on, and I think that that's what's going to happen to those of you all who are in business, for-profit or non-profit, is you have to have a level of discernment to know, wait a minute, hold it. Let me put this down a second, and let me just shift a little bit and reposition myself and maybe do this thing where before we weren't doing it or considering that or what have you, maybe going back to school, getting another certification, doing something else, partnering with someone else, collaborating with somebody else who has something different than what you have, and keep the doors and the windows wide open for new knowledge, for new information, always reading. I'm always, you know, I have articles and stuff, online articles and stuff come to me for the nonprofit world and what's going on, but nonprofits or for-profit businesses, you got to have capital, you got to have resources. So that's what I think, Francine, is so important.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and that's a good sound information. So I hope you guys hear what Veronica is saying. You know, don't be afraid to pivot. You know, don't be afraid to change gears. It doesn't mean, you know, just throw the towel and just forget about your plan. But with that plan, be able to make that shift when you need to make it. Because if you're going to stay stuck and keep doing the same thing again, what is that? Insanity. We're not trying to do that this year, okay?
Right.
You know, exactly, we're not trying to, you know, do that. Keep doing something over and over again, beating our head against the wall. Like Veronica said, riding that dead horse. You know he ain't going nowhere. You know he's not going to move. So what are you going to do to make sure that, you know what, my horse is dead, but I'm going to get myself up off this little horsey here, brush myself off, and I'm going to focus on what I know that I'm true to, still staying true to your goals and your mission, but looking at another way to get it done. I think that's so, so important, whether you're in for business for a profit or for a nonprofit. And those are the things that make you successful. And it's not about what other people think about you. And ladies and gentlemen, I just have to say that, you know, we have to know who we are, what we stand for, what has been ordained for us, and we have to be able to move in that. Because missed opportunities, you know, it may come back around, and, you know, it may take 4 or 5 years for that door to open again. But if you miss that opportunity and that window when you should have stepped in to that door, that it's going to cost you time, it's going to cost you money, it's going to cause you pain. Yep. And I don't like being in pain. I don't like having no cold, you know? You know. But I know these things do happen. But at the same time, I know that I can rise above that, move forward, and look at what is really going on and still, you know, have a measure of success. Because, again, I can't stress that enough, because my success is going to look different from yours. And don't cover anybody else's success. I don't know who that's for, but just don't do that. Because what you know, what you covet with somebody else, you may not be able to pay for. You know, you got to really know how hard that person has worked. You know how we see, like, songwriters and movie stars, and we're thinking, oh my God, they just came on the scene and they're hitting it. They have a top 10 recording or the movie of the year. Mm-hmm. Guess what? Those people have been working for 20 years to get to this point. You know, they've been preparing. They never stop learning their craft. They've gone to school. They are practicing if they're in sports, you know, or if they're a singer, they're practicing every single day. And that's what we have to do in business. You can't be an entrepreneur and don't work on your craft every single day. You have to be working towards your goal every single day. And so, Veronica, we are 4 minutes in. Can you please tell our audience how they can get in touch with you, and if they want to start a nonprofit organization, how you can help them to meet that goal if there's something, if that's something they're interested in?
Well, certainly. Of course, you can reach us on the web at the micrononprofitnetwork.org. You can also email me at info@micrononprofit.org, or basically call me. Love conversation. So 757-572-0974. And I got there. Also, this little caveat: they're only the serious people to call, because again, we have to understand that basically we can't waste time with people who are not ready. So if you're just basically fact finding, keep on doing, you know, your research, and then when you're ready to launch out, then give me a call to help you to make your next step. So that's basically how you can kind of connect with me.
Great, fantastic. And for me, my telephone number is 757-567-6734. My email address is icwdirector@gmail.com. The website is www.issuesconcerningwomen.org, just like it sounds. And to piggyback on what Veronica said, if you're just, you know, wanting to pick my brain, it's going to cost you a few dollars to do that. You know, so, and we're being intentional this year because we know that time is something we can't get back. Missed opportunities, you know, they come and go, but we don't want to miss a great opportunity to collaborate with you if you are serious about your intentions. And so everything that we're doing in 2019 is intentional. We're being for real with you, and we want you to be for real with us, because you can think you're fooling somebody, but you're not, because we will know immediately. And so reach out to us when you're ready to move forward in your business or your nonprofit. We are more than happy to help you be successful. And for many people, you know, you just don't know, you know, where they're going and what they're doing. But we are here to help you. We're a community. We're all about the community. Let me just say it that way. But we also are all about our business. We're all about our business. This is not, we're not playing anymore. We're not, you know, just hanging out, just doing whatever, you know. But we are here to help you. So Thank you so very much. Is there anything you want to say to our audience, Veronica, before we go? Because our time is up.
Yep, just stay encouraged. That's it. Stay encouraged.
Absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, please, please, please come back next week. Stay warm if you're in a cold region. Check on your friends and family. God bless you all, and we'll be back next Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you all. Good night.
Good night.